The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a disappointing result in afternoon action at SAP Center at San Jose. Final score in game number 41 of the year, the halfway point of the campaign, the Tampa Bay Lightning 7 and the San Jose Sharks 3 in front of a crowd of 17,435 fans. The Sharks wanted to make sure that they were on their game from the start of the contest against the Lightning, as we have the results as they all happened, and they aren't good. Tampa Bay would take a 1-0 lead at the 2:37 mark of the first period when it became pretty obvious that their top line of Brayden Point, Nikita Kucherov, and Gage Gonsalves was really flying. Kucherov feeds it back. Now here's Point moving and shooting it. Score! Exactly what we're talking about. The Lightning managed to break out with Kucherov and Point. They exchange passes, and Point finishes it off with a hard wrist shot from the left circle. Lightning 1, Sharks nothing. It happened just as quickly as that. Also involved in the play was the defenseman Max Crozier, who picked up the primary assist on Point's 10th goal of the season. Crozier and Nikita Kucherov assisted. The start of a memorable afternoon for Kucherov, who ended up with 5 points, and he extended his point-scoring streak to 7 straight games with that assist. Meanwhile, Point would pick up a goal in his 3rd consecutive game and extend his point streak to 5 consecutive contests, and already it was 1-0 in favor of the Lightning. Speaking about memorable afternoons, how about Darren Radish? Radish coming up with a play in front to make it 2-0 at 4:08, and it was the start of a 3-goal game for him. Kucherov feeds it far side. Score! Darren Radish, walking in from the position of his point, was on the faceoff dot right wing side, and Kucherov, mesmerizing everybody in the corner, fed it to Radish, and he blasted one. It gets through Askarov, and suddenly it's 2-0 Lightning. That was at 4:08 of the first period. Radish, his 10th, first of 3 goals on the game. Kucherov, the assist, along with Gonsalves, and it was the Lightning 2 and the Sharks nothing. The Sharks tried to get their groove back right away. It's always important. In fact, a timeout was called by head coach Ryan Warsofsky at the 4:08 mark after that Radish goal. But it didn't seem to matter. At 6 minutes and 46 seconds of the first period, it was the end of the afternoon for Yaroslav Askarov in the Sharks' net as Brandon Hagel would pick up the 3rd Lightning tally. So the Lightning pick up and move from right to left. Hagel on the attack, throws to the left side, cancel, back to Hagel, score! What a play! Tic-tac-toe for the Lightning. Hagel to Gensel, back to Hagel, and it's 3-0 Lightning. 6:46 the time of that. Hagel's 19th goal of the year. Gensel and Charles-Edouard Dastu picking up the assists. And that was all she wrote for Yaroslav Askarov's afternoon, as he was replaced by Alex Nedeljkovic for the remainder of the contest. The Sharks would try to make a bid to get on the goal-scoring side of things, but about 9.5 into the period, it was a great opportunity for the Sharks, but a greater save by Andrei Vasilevskiy. What's Celebrini going to do with it? Throws to the front of the net. Oh, what a save by Vasilevskiy on a one-time shot by Pavel Regenda off a brilliant, brilliant pass by Celebrini, but an even more brilliant save by Vasilevskiy. What a save that was by Vasilevskiy, and Regenda didn't bother to just even shake his head after that, because seconds later, he would get the puck in front, and he would put it into the net on the power play. Here's another chance for Celebrini on the power play. Throwing it over to the middle. Shot toward the net. Stick save, rebound. Score! Regenda gets it in front. Pinballs it off the post and gets retribution for that great chance he had earlier. Pavel Regenda gets the Sharks on the board with a power play, and it is 3-1. By that time, the Sharks felt that they were getting their groove back and getting back into the game. Regenda at 10:50 of the first period on the power play, his first of three on the day, his third goal of the season from Timothy Liljegren back in the lineup today, and Macklin Celebrini. Celebrini extending his point-scoring streak to 10 consecutive games. As it turned out, that would be the only point he got in the contest, but in the 10 games, he has scored 7 goals, 13 assists, and 20 points. What an incredible run for Macklin Celebrini. And how about this? Regenda getting his first 3 goals with the team on the power play. He's the second Sharks player to do that this season, the other one being John Klingberg. And before those two this year, the last player to score his first 3 goals with the team on the power play was Rob Blake way, way back in 2008-2009. So that's an interesting factoid about that particular goal. It made the score 3-1 in favor of the Lightning at the end of the first period. Tampa Bay outshot the Sharks 14-9 in period number one, and the Sharks were hoping that the second period would be a little bit better. Interestingly enough, near the end of the first period at 19:03, J.J. Moser of the Lightning would get a 2-minute penalty for roughing up Macklin Celebrini. And that certainly got the attention of the Sharks, and that would boil over a little bit later in the contest. But early in the second period, the Sharks' power play in that situation would not go their way. They did not score. And then the Lightning would get the man advantage at 1:21 of the second period. Somewhat coincidentally, it would be Regenda getting a 2-minute tripping call. And the result of that, a power play goal by Darren Radish. Nice block by Ferraro. Deflected that wide, but Kucherov reached it behind the net and centered. Nobody home. Held in by Radish on the point. Ian Kucherov shoot. Score! Radish fired the puck. That got tipped down low. And up top, I think Brayden Point's going to get credit for this, but Radish and Kucherov playing catch with it. That's a costly power play goal against, as it is 4-1 Tampa. That turned out to be the game-winning goal. Darren Radish did get credit for that goal, his second of three on the day, as it did tip off, ostensibly off a shark skate or something in front of the net. Radish's 11th of the season from Kucherov and Bjorkstrand, a power play tally for the Lightning, and suddenly they were up 4-1. Shortly after that, it would be a face-off play that resulted in the fifth Lightning goal. Now they score again off the face-off. How did that get wide open in front? It's Dominic James, the fourth-line center, somehow getting the puck on his stick. It was poked forward. The Sharks lost control of it. It went off the skate of Bjorkstrand, and Dominic James, all by himself, had plenty of time to stick handle to the backhand and get it past Nedeljkovic to make it 5-1 Tampa Bay. That was a tough one to give up. Bjorkstrand getting the only assist because the puck deflected off his skate, but it was Dominic James, the kid from the University of Minnesota Duluth, that's impressing people in Tampa, getting his third goal of the season, making the score 5-1 in favor of the Lightning. Time of that 3 minutes 55 seconds of only the second period. The Sharks would come back and get a second goal just about halfway through the game at 9:52, and it proved to be Pavel Regenda's chance in front of the net. There's Yanni Gourde with it. Throws it behind the goal line. That's Pontus Holmberg at the near side trying to get it. But he couldn't get control, and the Sharks break out. They've got a 2-on-1. It's Skinner moving in. Shooting it. Save. Rebound. Score! Timothy Liljegren trailing the play. Gets credit for the goal. It was a 2-on-1. In front of the net was Regenda, but Skinner was going to shoot that one all the way. It went off of the goaltender, Vasilevskiy, and Liljegren very alertly jumped up into the play. The puck just sat there for him, and he knocked it in to make the score. Lightning 5 and the Sharks 2. Well, as it turned out, Regenda's stick was in the way, and he did get a little piece of it after Liljegren jumped up and grabbed that puck. So Regenda got credit for his second goal of the game, fourth of the season. This one an even strength goal at 9:52. Tim Liljegren's second assist back in the lineup today. And Jeff Skinner also assisting on that play to make it a 5-2 Lightning lead. So there it is, 5-2. Maybe you're down by 3, only halfway through the game. But then it was time for Nikita Kucherov to convert on the power play. And here's Point rushing to center across the blue line for Tampa. Puts on the brakes, goes back to Bjorkstrand, cross ice in the right circle. Kucherov shoots, score! Kucherov getting yet another point to make it 6-2 Lightning. So Kucherov has a goal. And he's got 3 assists. Yep, made the score 6-2 Lightning. Kucherov's 20th goal of the season, assisted by Oliver Bjorkstrand, his second assist of the game. And the Lightning were winning going away at this point, 14:08 into the second period. The only other thing that might have happened would be that somebody would score a hat trick in this game. And as it turned out, there would be two players that would do it. At three, with 3:07 left in the period, at the 16:53 mark at the second frame, it would be Darren Radish getting another bomb toward the net. Lightning set it up again. Radish with two goals. Feeds near side Kucherov. Down low. Takes it back. Kucherov back to Radish. Shoot! Score! I think that's a hat trick for Radish. Man was in front, Nick Paul. It's 7-2 in favor of Tampa. Power play goal, 16:53. Radish's third goal of the game, his 12th of the season, assisted by Nikita Kucherov and Nick Paul. Kucherov with a goal and four assists, 5 points as a result of that. And how about Radish? Becomes the second member of his family to score a hat trick against the Sharks this year. His brother Taylor had three goals in the game at Madison Square Garden in New York when Macklin Celebrini had that big effort and the Sharks ended up winning. But almost lost in the shuffle there was that hat trick by Taylor Radish. And so the two brothers celebrate hat tricks against the San Jose Sharks. In Taylor Radish's case, it was in an overtime loss, but in Darren Radish's case here today, it was in a big victory for the Tampa Bay Lightning. By the way, the other game we have a hat trick against this season came also earlier in the campaign, and obviously that involved a loss for the San Jose Sharks. In that particular contest, it was Nick Schmaltz getting a hat trick in the game on October the 17th on the road in Utah. But this game by Darren Radish, this is the first time that a player has scored a hat trick at SAP Center this season for the opposition. All right, so that made the score 7-2 in favor of Tampa at the end of the second period. It was kind of a maudlin third. There was a lot of fisticuffs, at least threatened, when about 13:07 into the second period, J.J. Moser was challenged by a couple of players. William Eklund and J.J. Moser took two 4-minute roughing penalties, so one for Eklund and a 2-minute penalty for Moser and a 4-minute penalty for Eklund. And that resulted in a power play situation. But then Ryan Reeves getting involved with Moser as soon as the penalty ended. And the result of that, well, it was a situation at 15:39 in which the Sharks said, we were not going to accept you taking liberties with Macklin Celebrini. Moser did it twice. Eklund stepped up to him as they got roughing penalties. Actually, that was a 2-minute roughing call. It would be Reeves that got the double minor for roughing with Moser. Hagel got roughing. Ostapchuk got roughing. Barkley Goodrow got 2 minutes for roughing and a 10-minute misconduct, and all of that at 15:39 of the second period. Then in the third, just going into the third, at the end of the second frame, Dmitry Orlov accidentally, from our view, elbowed Gage Gonsalves, who stepped up, and they each took roughing penalties. And so that was the tenor of the game at that point, with the score 7-2 Lightning, and with the Sharks saying that we are going to stand up for our best player or anybody on this team, regardless of the score. So no liberties allowed in that situation. In the third period, the only thing to tell you about is one single goal. At 16:11 of the final frame, Pavel Regenda would complete his first career hat trick. From the Sharks in, Regenda shoots. Score! Hat trick for Pavel Regenda. He gets it in the slot and a simple dump in. And Regenda is the lone bright spot for the Sharks in this game, picking up the three-goal hat trick. And that makes the score the Lightning 7 and the Sharks 3. That was the final score today. The Lightning 7, the Sharks 3. Pavel Regenda, his first career hat trick, certainly making a case to stick in the National Hockey League. And I'm sure that that's getting the attention of the Slovakian Olympic team people, too, as he is a leading candidate to join that squad that has not yet been named for the games in Italy in a month. Last time that two players had a hat trick in the same game involving the Lightning and the Sharks was way, way back in January of 2014, when Joe Pavelski had three goals for the Sharks in Tampa, but Martin St. Louis had four goals in the game. Both of them had natural hat tricks in the contest, and that was the scenario today, as the no natural hat tricks, but two guys with hat tricks in the game, Radish for Tampa and Regenda for the San Jose Sharks. And since his brother Taylor had a hat trick against the Sharks earlier this season, we had to take a look at this. The last time that brothers had hat tricks against the same opponent in the same season was when Marion and Peter Stastny did it for the Quebec Nordiques against the Pittsburgh Penguins way, way back in 1982-83. So those are all the trivial natures of the game, but the thing that's not trivial is the final score. It was the Tampa Bay Lightning 7 and the San Jose Sharks 3. Final shots on goal. 26 for the Lightning, 22 for the Sharks. And it's a tough loss to take for San Jose as their three-game winning streak comes to an unceremonious end at the season's halfway point. The Sharks dropping back now in the standings. Their record now is a total of 20 wins, 18 losses, and 3 OTs for 43 points, while the Lightning move into first place in the Atlantic Division. With their 25th win of the season, they now have 53 points in the year with a 25-13-3 record. The Red Wings lost to Pittsburgh earlier today, and so that's why the Lightning find themselves in the top spot. And the way that they pursue the puck and the way that they analytically take control of the game, it should be no surprise that John Cooper's team is having a whale of a season. Final score once again, the Lightning 7 and the Sharks 3. That's our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.